You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, I'll give you the ESPN story about Dolphins offseason. This is from Dolphins Wire. They're recapping it, but they say with the 2025 NFL season now less than 60 days away, the Miami Dolphins offseason moves will soon be put to the test. The coaching staff and fan base will get some idea even a little bit before when the Dolphins training camp begins Saturday, July 26th. By the way, rookies report next week, Tuesday. Yeah. Rookies report on Tuesday. Like, we're here. Like, we're goofing around, but we're here. Rookies report on Tuesday. Based on the information available, just how good a job did Miami do navigating the offseason? ESPN shared its grades for every NFL team this offseason. The Miami Dolphins offseason earned a, would you like to guess, Crowder? According to ESPN, Miami Dolphins offseason earned a
C+.
Lana?
B-.
Jimmy?
I'm going to give it a C+.
It's a B-. Lana is correct. They say, while not exceptional, it's certainly not the worst in the league by any stretch. It's also ahead of division rival New England, who received a C+ offseason grade from ESPN. The Dolphins move that ESPN's Seth Walder liked was Miami's biggest offseason move. Walder recently handed out an A letter grade for the Dolphins trade for safety Minkah Fitzpatrick and the 2027 pick swap with the Steelers. ESPN signing of quarterback Zach Wilson. They're kind of in the same camp that we are. Yeah. Ramsey, this is what they write. Ramsey, this is what ESPN writes. Ramsey backed the Dolphins into a corner with more than $20 million remaining in guaranteed 2025 money, and the Dolphins weren't even pretending he was going to be on the team this season. I thought Miami would barely get any return, in which the acquiring team paid the large bulk of Ramsey's outstanding money. The Dolphins did better than I thought. Fitzpatrick might not be as elite as he was in 2022, but he is a good safety on a favorable contract with 2 years left and no guaranteed money. And somehow the pick swap favored Miami too. Considering the cards the Dolphins held, this was a win. Fitzpatrick also helps replace the loss of Javon Holland, who left in free agency. Couple other notes from Dolphins Wire at USA Today. Walder, that's the ESPN writer, and ESPN are still concerned with the Dolphins' cornerback situation. Miami is projected by ESPN to start Storm Duck, who has just 3 career starts under his belt, and rookie Jason Marshall Jr. But Walder wrote that he was a fan of Miami's free agency addition of guard James Daniels. Daniels inked a 3-year, $24 million contract with the Dolphins and will slot into Miami's offensive interior. Miami invested heavily in the trenches during the 2025 NFL draft, selecting Michigan defensive tackle Kenneth Grant in the first round and Arizona offensive guard, and I'm going to have trouble probably till week two. Jonah.
Get him, Solana.
Oh, it's been a while.
Savainea. I think you're correct. Wow. It's just they are good football players at the end of the day. We had talked about a lot of things that Mike McDaniel wanted to do, and us working it through with the staff and the scouts that we were looking for. Both happened because they're big, they're powerful guys. So adding that to O-line and D-line, we felt that it was very important through this process that was Chris Greer after the draft. And they write here at Dolphins Wire, after an 8-9 finish in 2024, the Dolphins are hoping the combination of improved health for Tua Tagovailoa and its offseason moves morph Miami back into a postseason player. I don't take much issue with anything that ESPN wrote there, because I think the Fitzpatrick trade was really shocking, because, again, I think we all said, oh, Jalen Ramsey, yeah, they'll probably get a 6th-round pick, maybe a 5th or 4th-round pick, and you'll be happy. And you end up turning it into – now, again, you had to give up your most productive tight end that you've had in a quarter century. But, you know, I mean, they got something in return, Minkah Fitzpatrick, and I think we're both in agreement, too. The Zach Wilson signing was not exciting at all, so B-minus is probably a correct grade.
Yeah, I'll go B minus. The one wild card, and nobody knows because of the fact that he was retired. Now he's not. If Darren Waller can get back to what he was in Vegas and what he was in his career, this offseason was amazing. I wouldn't say A plus, but B plus, A minus. If Darren Waller can do that to bring him out of retirement. But yeah, the fat guys are never going to be sexy. Grant, Savalin, Nunu, whatever. I don't know how to say his name. What, those fat guys will never be sexy. They're never going to move needles like that because they're interior linemen. But I really do believe Darren Waller goes out here and gets you 60, 70 catches, 10 touchdowns, something like that. This offseason was successful.
Savainea, by the way. I just looked at my notes. I had it written down. Savainea.
Savainea. My whole thing about the drafts, y'all heard it 100 times. They got 1,000 pounds of human being in their first 3 picks. That's what they needed. They need nasty,
bottom line, though,
fat dude.
If you took a disgruntled Jalen Ramsey and a disgruntled Jonnu Smith, two guys who wanted out, and you were just going to kind of, all right, whatever we can get. And if you turn those two guys into Minkah Fitzpatrick and Darren Waller, and again, I understand Darren Waller wasn't part of the trade, but if you replace those two guys and Darren Waller is what he was, because he was one of the best tight ends you ever saw, then you did all right.
Yep.
Like, you can't complain about that. Now, those are big ifs. They're big ifs. But if it does work out, like, you are taking a gamble getting rid of the productivity that Jonnu Smith gave you. Like, that's a huge gamble to say that we're going to be able to pick and play. But Darren Waller's not exactly, well, I wonder what he can do. He is, because he's been gone a season, but you know that if he is up to snuff, he's one of the best tight ends in the game.
Did you see the interview with him and John Gruden?
No. Oh, John. I did. That's where he mentions talking, where he talks about maybe playing for Frank Smith, like one of the only guys that he would.
Yeah, and he was like, man, they got some Corvettes in Miami. And John Gruden told him, he was like, but you're a Corvette as well. If he's still a Corvette and not a Honda Accord, it could be amazing what they can do, because he's not going to get double teamed. He's going to be on a linebacker or safety every play. So it's crazy to say one guy. Darren Waller will decide if we are a prolific offense or not.
But you're paying for an Acura, so he doesn't have to be a Corvette. If he's an Acura, you're paying him $5 million. Like, that's good. You know, the problem with Jonnu Smith is that you were going to have to pay him Corvette money, and maybe he produced like a Corvette last year.
He didn't have to, though. He wanted Corvette money. You didn't have to, and they chose not to.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, if Waller, he doesn't have to be a Corvette. You're paying him $5 million. Produce for what a $5 million tight end should be producing. And I think that's a steal, because you were going to have to overpay a guy that you knew probably didn't really deserve $12 million.
Oh, no. Solana, I'm 100% with you. Is it a show me contract? It's a 1 year five. That's the definition of a show me contract in this day and age. But if he can play to a level of a George Kittle or a Bowers or something like that, that's what I'm saying. Like, this offense is they're going to score points. They'll be in the high teens, low 20s because Tua is Tua and they have, they have dogs and receiver. Well, to get into that mid 20, high 20 range, I think Waller has to push them there. And this I watched the highlight of this damn running back they drafted. He looks good too. That big ass boy from wherever the hell he is, he was toting that little biscuit.
Ollie Gordon, the guy.
Yeah, he's like 230. He's a big human being.
He's just straight power, bro.
Yes. So you got the thunder lightning. You got I'm high on the offense. To what you keep saying, Hawk. I'm not trying to say they're going to be 1-16. I think the offense can score in the 20s every game. If we have Storm Duck and Kader Kohu on the edges, we're in trouble.
Score 30 again.
It's gonna be a race to 30. It's funny you say that. If our secondary stays status quo like it is right now, it's gonna be a race to 30 to win these games.
Hey Hawk, I thought OG summed it up perfectly yesterday. He's like, I don't think they're gonna be very good, but I don't think they're gonna be very bad.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He was saying essentially a 9-8 team, which you can't be in the fourth year of Mike McDaniel. And to this is like 9-8, unacceptable. 10-7. I'll give you 10-7. I'll give you obviously 11 wins, 12 wins. If you end the season with 9 wins, man.
I think there's a bigger conversation about where they're at if they go 9-8 or 10-7. Like, there's a bigger conversation of all this to just be where you were before Chris Greer, right? But, even me, a pessimistic Dolphins fan, I'm looking at some people's, overreaction to this offseason saying the Dolphins are going to stink, they're going to be terrible. And I'm saying, no, they're going to be the same team we saw the last couple of years. To me, it doesn't matter what they do in the regular season. Win a playoff game. If they go 9-8, sneak into the playoffs, win a playoff game, who cares if they went 9-8? They did something they never accomplished. It's postseason success that matters to me more than regular season.
The only thing I would say, though, with NBA, you can kind of look at the regular season, toss it out, and say anything can happen in the playoffs. I think in the NFL, the regular season is a pretty decent harbinger of things to come. Not to say that it doesn't happen. I mean, we remember the Giants wild card team beating the perfect season New England Patriots. So it can happen. But I kind of feel like the regular season Like you've got to show out a little bit to get a little taste of what you might see in the postseason. Not to say that it can't happen.
Yeah. I think if they make the playoffs, McDaniels is still the coach. If they win a game, he's not on the hot seat anymore. If they lose,
what if they make the playoffs and lose in the first round?
I got an argument both ways with that. I don't think they fire him. If they go 10-7, go to the playoffs, get beat by Kansas City in the first round, or you know, one of Buffalo, Baltimore. You know, the Ravens, Baltimore.
But how do they look?
I think he can still. If the offense is exciting, and they make it to the playoffs, and they still get beat in the first round, I don't think he gets fired.
Right. If he does what he was brought here to do, which is be a creative offensive guru, then you can't blame him for defensive shortcomings, I don't think.
If they get to the playoffs, right, they're on the road. They play Kansas City. But they go toe-to-toe with Kansas City. They look like they belong on the same field. They look like they belong on the same field with Buffalo in the regular season. Then I think there's an argument to be made of like, hey, you went toe-to-toe with these guys. Now go draft better guys. Go put more pieces. But if they look how they did 2 years ago in the playoffs after their quote-unquote best season, and they get just absolutely dominated by the upper echelon teams of the AFC, then, you know, that to me is the indicator. You're not close.
You know what? I think I agree with Solano on this. We have two games against Buffalo. Because remember, what was that, 2 years ago when we went – they went overseas. They were in London or something and played the Chiefs.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
And they got – what, they get beat 21-7 or something like that, 20-7.
It was Germany, wasn't it?
Oh, that was – well, that was the playoff game they lost. I think they lost 27-7, and the only touchdown was like Tua threw a prayer up to Tyreek, who just made an unbelievable play. But the Dolphins couldn't move the football. They could – but when they played in Germany, Tyreek had that bad fumble that was taken back to the house. And then Tua had an opportunity to get the Dolphins. I think it was to either tie the game or get them to within one score. Remember, he sailed the ball over Chosen Anderson or Robbie Chosen's head. Like, remember, he just sailed the pass.
Yeah.
It was nowhere close, and it was that's it. Like, the game was over. But in the playoffs, like, had they gone toe to toe with Kansas City, and look, KC ended up winning the Super Bowl that year, and they just got beat. Last drive, Mahomes goes. And he beats you. It is what it is, man. You tip your cap. But the Dolphins didn't belong on the same field with them that game. They just didn't. They were outclassed.
That's what it is.
For sure. I'm not certain they were outclassed. They were outcoached.
Let's see if we're up there with, who is it, Buffalo, Baltimore, even Houston. Like, they reset after us with C.J. Stroud. They reset their whole team with D'Amico Ryans and them out there in Houston, and now they're winning playoff games. That's what we have to do. We have to show that we're in the upper echelon of the AFC.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.